right, podcast time. I don't try to wish on nobody's fall off, but Anthony Fantano had a long time coming. But the thing with his little fall off, because one, like, I'm going to tell you straight up, this dude, okay, I remember this. He gave Mac Miller swimming a 3, right? After he died, he gave it like a 7. I was like, that's weird. I'm going to tell you this. I've been watching Anthony Fantano since 2010. Right? So, for him, he's already fell off. I remember him just being about the music. There's no posse's about the music. It is. It's not now. And like I told you, Anthony Fantano, it's like these academics, have a very big influence on people, how they view music. You have fans talking about first week sales. Come on, man. His numbers. Who inspired that? Academics. How fans are talking about all the mixing and how this is and this is. How they get that from? Where they get that from? Anthony Fantano. Trying to push rappers to sound more poppy and shit like that. And the song structure and all these, you know, and all that. Anthony Fantano. Now, because he's not consistent, you know, with his reviews. And the thing about it is that people sit here and take his reviews like he's long, because he's big. Cheap. His chat room is trash. His chat is always trash. Remember what he did to Red Devil? Red Devil. He sit there, ripped apart this man's music, and look at him now. He's doing his thing in the underground, succeeding, and he's falling off. Now, he's going to be trying to react to that fucking video, but what can he react to? It's the truth. Can't hide nothing. But back to another strange thing about fans. Okay, Rapsody took a picture. Usually, Rapsody doesn't wear revealing clothes, and keep in mind this shirt, it's not really that revealing. And this just proves to me how I just can't stand fans and their little conspiracies. Okay, so she's wearing a fucking, anytime when a female wears a fucking shirt or a dress that reveals a little bit of cleavage, fans get scared. No, she's going, she starts wearing half, starts being half naked, she's gonna start making those pop songs. Are you fucking retarded? The chick just fucking chose to wear something. And guess what they're gonna say? The labels told them to do that, because fans think they know everything about labels. You don't. You're just, how the fuck, bro? You are a fan sitting on the fucking sideline. You don't know nothing about the ins and outs of what the fuck goes on. You're going off of what you believe is happening. Like you always do. Even with underground rappers, remember how I made that song? I said it's a dorky. Oh, I said I'm sitting back drinking Heineken, and some motherfucker said, he don't even drink, don't even know me. Just going to assume, based off of my profile picture, because that's how the fuck you motherfuckers assume how everything is, he doesn't drink. Let's keep it like, and let's leave it like that. Because y'all tend to do that shit a lot. If a nigga hops on, like I've been telling you, that's how these motherfuckers think. So, that's what I'm saying. So, the chick, so Rapsody wears a dress, it's not that revealing, and then you got fans already talking about her downfall. Those are not your real fans. Now, I don't care how concerned they act like they are, they're not. Because you're concerned because this chick chose to not wear, like, fucking t-shirts all the time. That's her body. It's like with her. I'm hearing people say, she fell off when she stopped becoming mysterious. I thought y'all said being mysterious was fucking corny. And I've seen her once at Avon's by my house. She's a cool person. But I'm just fucking saying, bro, like, y'all fans and how y'all take images way too fucking far. To the point where y'all build an image around an artist that the artist don't want to be. That's not what the artist want to be. you choose. This is what he's supposed to sound like. It's how he's supposed to be. This goes back to what I'm talking about, what homeboy talking about. This one dude said on TikTok, his cousin doesn't like even putting up content on the internet. Because like, come on, man. Like, a hater comment don't mean nothing, bro. I mean, let's be real with it, my nigga. It means a lot. You get enough of them. Because people believe, if you got, look how many hate comments that you got, bro. And that's how they judge you. Look how many hate comments that you got, man. Look how many hate comments that you got. Let's be real, bro. Look at all these hate comments that you got. That proves that you suck. When it really doesn't prove that you suck. But, and of course, people get I don't know, it's like a dick contest. Because if someone has like 5 or 7 fucking likes or 20 likes over a fucking comment, they think that they automatically right. Look how many likes I got. I'm right. Internet been cooked since the first time. Like, bro, it's been like that. It's stupid. It just means someone will have, I don't know. It's just retarded. Like I said, when I seen seen them comments like about Rhapsody, I'm like, really? Because the thing about it is, y'all care way too much about images to the point that it doesn't even, the music doesn't even matter any fucking goddamn more. Like, because for real, they do. All the way down to the fact, if you're a rapper that had braids and braids and was killing it, and you decide to cut your hair, then for some odd reason, your music isn't hitting anymore. Nigga, Ludacris released an album called Release Therapy when he first cut his hair. That shit won a fucking Grammy. Now, Primo was back with Nas. That's a nice touch. But I really hate how people are dogging Hit-Boy. Because remember, y'all said that and keep in mind, Primo even helped produce some of the beats on the Hit-Boy album. So what are we talking about? Y'all said we miss when rappers have cuts in their fucking beats. I got beats with cuts, but I'm not going to sit down and fall for that bullshit. I got a song called Hi Kids. I might record a song to that. And I might pull out that alter ego, you know, just that alter ego. You know, it's kind of inspired by Quasimodo, since every rapper wants rappers to, you know, lean to their influences. But keep in fucking goddamn mind what these niggas really want me to be: a fucking goddamn street rapper. So when I start doing any fucking thing that is like left of what these niggas expect me to be, it becomes a fucking head scratcher. Like, why is he doing that? Keep in mind, I've been did that for like a very fucking long time, and yet for some odd reason, oh, why is he doing that? You don't know me like that. You want me to be what you want me to be. That's why a lot of motherfuckers do not like posting their music or not showing their content. It's always, you should try this, you should do this, I think you should be better if you just do this. And what they tell you to do goes against what you want to do. It's not helping the situation. It goes against what the fuck you're doing. That's what fucking makes that shit so fucking stupid. It goes against what you're doing. It does. It goes against your artistic merit, because these motherfuckers want you to be something that you're not. So, but again, they supposed to care about images way too fucking much. Like, okay, I'm growing back my dreads, but if someone were to be a fan of mine since, like, let's say the 2018, 2017, 2019, 20 era, they would say, that's the mics I miss, and I cut, like, they like my shit. But that's not how it goes. It's reversed. No one didn't like my older shit. Now I'm trying to add a little bit of my older, you know, uniqueness. I have a song called Darkstalkers, and the whole song, and thanks to Lupe Fiasco's, that my bus? Out of service. It's not my bus. So, thanks to Lupe Fiasco's Textify, I can be able to expand my imagination. Like, you never thought that I would compare Darkstalkers with Hood Life. Oh, that's a 111. Know what I mean? No one has never thought like that. Even with sock puppets, I even use Textify for that. But you got fans who be like, no, don't use Textify. Using AI for stone slide, for shit like that. You got to think of it all by yourself. Man, shut your fucking anti-AI shit up, nigga. In that instance, it is needed. Like, shut up. Textify is just a tool. That's when you're using it as a tool, my nigga. It's not like you're telling AI, write me a dope verse. Because I'm telling you straight up, AI can't write a dope verse even if it wanted to. That's why I just find it funny to me how niggas literally use these fucking AIs to write lyrics. As a tool, like Textify, yes. You write everything that's convenient. Like, remember rhyming dictionaries? Like, the physical rhyming dictionaries? You have fucking fans and rappers alike that hated any rapper that even used a rhyming dictionary. Now, keep in mind, they will make fun of you for using a website like a Rhyme Zone, right? I use, what is that shit that I be on? Like, I use RhymeWave, which is 10 times better than RhymeZone, to be honest with you. And I hope that one day it comes out with an app. It's been too long. RhymeWave, please come out with a fucking app. Same thing with Textify. Please come out with an app. Because it's like, with RhymeZone, it's just ABC. It's just simple shit. It's just simple, simple things. I mean, I get it. I use RhymeZone sometimes when I'm like really stuck, but realistically, it's like, what's the point? No, RhymeWave is 10 times better, and I couldn't find like any other. And sometimes I use this app on my iPhone called RhymeBlock, where it just gives you a bunch of rhymes. So there's that, but. That's, and plus, you know, also with the conveniency of writing on your phone, that's why I stopped writing on paper. Now, a lot of people be like, I hate when rappers, you're writing on a phone. Where's a pen and a pad? Man, shut your ass up. It's still writing. Some people's got shitty handwriting, like me. And it's so convenient because if I want to say a word that I can't fucking spell, I can just use the fucking mic and just say the word and it'll text it out for me. That's some convenient shit. And then when you're on your phone, you have access again on the internet. So if I want to say a punchline or use a reference, I can go on YouTube and go on Google, look up the reference so I can make sure that it's right when I fucking say it so it won't just sound crazy. But because people are closed-minded with this song called Darkstalkers, which I am pretty much comparing the street life to the anime Darkstalkers and using, you know, Darkstalker references and punchlines. That's what the fuck I'm doing. But to these retards, now some people will get it, but it's the issue when you're doing your own thing because they want you to really be just convenient, so much so that you're not special. I don't want to hear, no, that's not how it is. It is how it is because that's taking. I'm like, okay, I can't rap over fucking unique beats unless the fucking beats have a boom bappy sound to it. I can't fuck, so at least let me keep the fucking uniqueness of telling stories. Because at least back then, despite how cringe and corny songs like Anime Girls are, or Mystery Machine, like a song like Mystery Sheen is, at least it was a unique story. Have you ever heard a fucking rapper make a whole song about smoking weed and chilling with Scooby-Doo and Shaggy? No. Again, fun rap that y'all niggas swear that y'all miss, but you know damn well you don't miss that shit. Because all this cringe culture and anti-cringe, which means you can't fucking make fun videos because it was too cringe, we can't fuck with you. That's why I'm kind of iffy about making that fucking sock puppet video, because we live in this type of time where if you do some shit like that, it's just trash. It is what it is.